The first reading is a reading from the book of Ruth. Naomi had a prominent kinsman named Boaz of the clan of her husband Elimelech. Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, "Let me go and glean ears of grain in the field of anyone who will allow me that favor." Naomi said to her, "Go, my daughter," and she went. The field she entered to glean after the harvesters happened to that be a section belonging to Boaz of the clan of Elimelech. Boaz said to Ruth, "Listen, my daughter, do not go to glean in anyone else's field. You're not to leave here. Stay here with my women servants. Watch to see which field is to be harvested and follow them. I have commanded the young men to do you no harm. When you are thirsty, you may go and drink from the vessels the young men have filled." Casting yourself prostrate upon the ground, Ruth said to him, "Why should I, a foreigner, be favored with your notice?" Boaz answered her, "I have had a complete account of what you have done for your mother-in-law after your husband's death. You have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth, and have come to the people whom you did not know previously." Boaz took Ruth. When they came together as man and wife, the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she bore a son. The woman said to Naomi, "Blessed is the Lord who has not failed to provide you today with an heir. May he become famous in Israel. He will be your comfort and support you of your old age. For his mother is the daughter-in-law who loves you. She is worth more to you than 7 sons." Naomi took the child, placed him on her lap, and became his nurse. And the neighbor women gave him his name. At the news that the grandson had been born to Naomi, they called him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. See how the Lord blesses those who fear him. See how the Lord blesses those who fear him. Blessed are they who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. For you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork, and blessed shall you be and favored. See how the Lord blesses those who fear him. Your wife shall be like the fruitful vine in the recesses of your home, your children like olive plants around your table. See how the Lord blesses those who fear him. Behold, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. See how the Lord blesses those who fear him. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. See how the Lord blesses those who fear him. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on other people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in the synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father, for you have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master, for you have one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And again, so now we see how the Pharisees are. They put burdens, they put rules, they tell other people what they can do, but they don't help them at all. You know, sometimes we tell people what they, you know, they're sinful, but we will not walk with them and accompany them to get them out of their sinfulness. We just sit there and like to throw rocks. Nobody is listening to this, of course. No, nobody here. But other people are that way. But here is, we get Ruth in the Old Testament. And she's so generous, and she goes out of the way to take care of her mother-in-law, that God rewards generosity. God rewards us when we're more concerned about others than we are about ourselves. He doesn't reward us when we just focus on ourselves and our holiness and what I'm going to get and how holy I am. Holiness is a byproduct of love, of generosity. So am I a man or a woman of love and generosity? That's the question. May it your know is love today and forever. Amen.